My name is Madison Moore, and this is my podcast script over the 12th Amendment in the Chiffilla versus Washington Supreme Court case. For this project, we started out with finding three Supreme Court cases over the amendment number that we got assigned. Then we had to write about each case and find information about each of them. After we finished with part one, we went on to part two, where we had to pick one of the cases that we were most interested in and had to begin doing deeper research over it to find out more information about it and learn more about it. Next, we had to define our amendment and do research over it, then create a timeline of the trials involved over our Supreme Court case. For the timeline, we had to find out when it started and the steps between the start and the end of the court case. After the timeline, we had to talk about the story behind our amendment and why it became an amendment in the first place. Lastly, we had to make a podcast script over our court case and the amendment. The 12th Amendment is where the electors must meet to vote for president and vice president, and one of them cannot be inhabitant of the same state as themselves, and they have to vote separately on different ballots for president and vice president. The 12th Amendment changed how we vote for president and vice president. This amendment was made because of the presidential election in 1801, where there was a tie vote between Jefferson and Blair, and that didn't work out very well, so they had to make the 12th Amendment a thing so we can vote for the president and vice president on different ballots so there wouldn't be any of them tying with votes. The Chiffilla versus Washington case is where three Washington electors, Peter, Levi, and Esther, violated their pledge to support Hillary Clinton in the 2016 presidential election. The state of Washington fined three electors $1,000 apiece for going against their pledge. Peter Chiffilla, Levi Gurria, and Esther John filed a petition with the U.S. Supreme Court. The issue with this case was if a state can enforce its electors to support its nominees, also whether the enforcement of a Washington law threatens a fine for these three presidential electors who voted contrary to how the law directs is unconstitutional. The answer to that issue was yes, because the outcome was that the courts affirmed the Washington Supreme Court's decision unanimously. And the reason for this was because of them holding that a state may enforce its pledge to support their party's nominee in the state's voters' choice for president. The 12th Amendment is connected to the Supreme Court case because a state penalizing an elector for exercising their constitutional discretion to vote violates the First Amendment and the 12th Amendment. The Washington Supreme Court case affirmed the ruling of the trial on May 23, 2019, and around 5 months later, the three electors filed a petition with the Supreme Court case. On January 17, 2020, the U.S. Supreme Court agreed to hear the case. Then on March 10, 2020, the case was no longer consolidated and was allotted 1 hour for oral argument. Around 2 months later, on May 13, 2020, they had their oral argument. And finally, on July 6, 2020, the Supreme Court affirmed the judgment of Washington Supreme Court unanimously in their decision.